You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo. And in this demonstration, I'm actually going to give the remote app a bit of a go on my Apple Watch with my Apple TV. First of all, I'm just going to grab my normal remote for the Apple TV and make sure it's talking to me.
Trailers, button, 4 of 10, settings, button, 5 of 10.
Okay, which it is. And I'm going to wake my Apple Watch up by just touching on the touchscreen with one finger.
10:51.
And I press the digital crown once to go to my home screen.
Clock.
And the remote app on my particular clock face, on my particular home screen, is to the right of the clock face. So I'm going to flick to the right with one finger.
Music. Messages. Stopwatch. Calculator watch pro free. Timer. Settings. Photos. Remote.
Okay, one finger double tap on remote.
Remote.
Now, keep in mind that I've already paired my remote app to the Apple TV, and I won't go into that in this demonstration. I just want to show you how it works with the Apple TV with VoiceOver on the Apple Watch itself. So if I flick to the right on my screen.
Toy room.
Okay, so I've currently paired it to my boy's toy room, and if I flick to the right one more time,
add device.
I can add another device. So I flick back to the left.
Toy room.
Double tap on toy room.
Selected. Connecting. Toy room.
Okay, it's connecting.
Device list. Back button.
If I flick to the right,
gesture area.
That's the gesture area.
Double tap to start, then tap to select, swipe to move.
Okay, so double tap to start, and then tap to select or use your gestures. And if I flick one more time to the right,
menu.
That's the menu button.
Play pause button.
Play pause button and the play pause button. So a good way to tell if it's actually working, if I flick back to the left,
menu.
And I double tap on the menu button.
Menu.
In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, I've moved to the actual menu bar off the main home screen on the Apple TV. So I flick back to the left.
Gesture area. Button. Double tap to start. Then tap to select. Swipe to move.
Okay, I want to activate the gesture area, so one finger double tap.
Gesture area.
Okay, so I'm on movies. So if I flick to the right on my Apple Watch screen.
TV shows. Button. 2 of 5.
TV shows.
Music. Button. 3 of 5.
Music.
iTunes Radio. Button. 4 of 5.
iTunes Radio.
Computers. Button. 5 of 5.
It's computers. Flip back to left.
iTunes Radio. Button. 4 of 5. Music. TV show. Movies. Button.
Okay. 1 of 5. Tap on movies.
Purchased. 1 of 5. Accessing iTunes Store.
Okay. I'm on purchased. I'm going to tap that one as well.
In David's purchased movies. Recent. 10. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, recent, flick to the right.
The Imitation Game, 1 of 10.
Imitation Game, flick to the right
Penguins
again.
Penguins of Madagascar,
Penguins 2 of Madagascar. 10.
Star Wars, A New Hope,
Star Wars, 3 of 10. A New Hope.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
Okay, into that row, flick down.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, 10 of 10.
Okay, Alexander's Bad Day, flick to the left.
Dinosaur Island. 9 of 10.
Island.
Monster High trademark sign.
Monster Haunted. High.
Babe. 7 of 10.
Babe.
The Neverending Story. 6 of 10.
Neverending Story. Let me play that one. So tap on my Apple Watch screen.
Accessing iTunes Store. Play. Button. 2 of 4.
And tap on play if you want to see what else is there.
The flick Neverending to the left. Story. Trailer. Button. 1 of 4.
Trailer. Flick to the right.
Play. Button.
Play. Flick to the right.
Add to wish list.
Add to wish list.
3 of 4. More. Button.
And more.
Four
flip at the left.
Add to wish list. Play. Button.
And tap on
two
play.
2 of 4. Loading. Authorizing.
Okay, there's Neverending Story playing. So if I tap on my watch, stopped it. If I touch down towards the bottom of the Apple Watch screen, I've still got play pause and menu. Okay, and I can control the stop start quite easily of the Apple TV. If I double tap a
play pause,
start it again, double tap again,
play pause.
And of course to come back out, flick to the left,
menu.
There's the menu. And if I flick back to the left again,
gesture area.
It was the gesture area that I can double tap on to reuse
double
again.
Double tap to start, then tap to select, swipe
so
to move.
Flick back to the right.
Menu.
Double button. Tap on menu.
Menu.
Play. Button.
And again.
Menu.
In David's purchased movies.
And again.
Menu. Purchased. 1 of 5.
And again.
Menu.
In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
And I'm back to the main menu. And just one final test. Let's see if I can access Netflix. I'm going to touch back on the gesture area.
Gesture area. Button.
Okay, double tap to activate it. Gesture area. And flick down.
Netflix.
There's button. Netflix. Tap on 1 of 10. That.
Accessing Netflix. In who's watching Netflix? David. Button. 1 of 6.
Okay, I'm watching Netflix. We've got different profiles here at home. Tap on the screen.
Accessing Netflix. Suggestions for you. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, flick down.
Recently watched by David. Button. 2 of 9.
Recently watched. Tap on that.
In recently watched by David. Marvel's Daredevil. 1 of 6.
Marvel's Daredevil. Okay, tap on Marvel's 1 of 6. Daredevil.
2. Cutman. Button. 4 of 15.
Flick up.
1. Into the Ring.
Tap on that.
Into the Ring. Play Into the Ring.
Tap again.
Button. In enter your Netflix pin to watch restricted content. Into the Ring. Forgot pin. Visit www.netflix.com/pin. Pin code.
Okay, 0000. So let's see how we go with putting this pin 0. Code in. Because it's adjustable going to be item. Echoing on the Apple 3 TV. Flick to the right. 7, so I'm going to flick down.
0, 9, 8, 7.
Tap on 7. Flick to the right.
Adjustable
and
item.
I want to put 3 in of 3. 9. So flick down.
9.
Tap on 9. Flick to the right.
Done.
And
button.
Tap on done.
3 of 3. Loading.
And of course, I've got this with audio description.
Pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.
And touch the bottom of my Apple Watch screen.
In the middle of flickering pages of Action Comics appears the logo
and
Marvel
double tap
in bold letters.
On play pause. So you definitely can use the gesture area on the Apple Watch with the pin number. You've just got to be careful in how you do gestures. I'm only doing fairly small gesturing when I'm flicking up and down, left and right. And of course, just trying to tap in the middle of the gesture area in the middle of the Apple Watch screen. So let me just be tidy.
Menu. Button.
I'll tap on menu.
Accessing Netflix. Play Into the Ring. Button. 1 of 1.
Menu.
In recently watched by David.
Menu.
Recently watched by David.
Menu.
In who's watching Netflix.
Menu.
In main menu. Netflix. Button. 1 of 10.
Okay, and there we go. That is navigating the Apple TV with the remote app on the Apple Watch. So never again will I actually have to go and try and find the physical Apple remote where I've put my iPhone or where I've put the Bluetooth keyboard to access the Apple TV because my sons have moved it on me. I can just find it on my wrist, of course, with my Apple Watch. So that completes this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.